Case number 10,379, Michael Kors, Tanger Outlet Center, southwest of Route 14, 1,050 feet southeast of Road 283, a variance from additional wall sign.
Name and address.
Darlene Mathis, 30897 Iron Branch Road, Dagsboro.
And you swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Hello, good evening. I'm here on behalf of Michael Kors Outlet Store and the Tanger Outlets to request a second wall sign to be placed on the North Tower at the Midway Tanger Outlet Center. Currently, this tenant has one single-face wall sign on the storefront. It measures a total of 42 square feet. Our request is to place a second wall sign on the north tower facing the parking lot towards the outlet center. The first page on the handout that I gave it shows the sign that we are proposing to put on the did everybody get it? The Michael Kors. We're requesting a total of 13.42 square footage of signage, 14 inches tall, letters, Michael Kors, and then 11 feet, 6 inch width. I'll let you guys get that.
Thank you.
So that's the new signage that we're proposing. If you look into the photos that I've given, photo one is showing the North Tower as it exists, and that's facing the parking lot with just the Nautica on it. Below that, we show with the Michael Kors on that. Just the tower facing the parking lot. And then if you go to the next photo, that shows the opposite side of the tower, which faces Highway 1, and it shows the three existing signs that are on the tower presently, Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger, and Coach. And then the next photo shows the South Tower, which is just opposite in the same parking lot, has the Kate Spade New York signage on there. And then the next photo four is the South Tower, which faces the highway, and presently that has Lucky Brand Jeans and the Sony sign. So our request, as you can see, we've been here before, not me personally, for every one of these, but there's many other signage that has already been approved by this board for these towers. And also on the very last page, I'm just showing where there's a map of the outlet center showing the corner where the tower is, and then the Michael Kors sign, which is space 119, which is kind of in. And which, of course, everyone's with these tough economic times, a business would need as much exposure as possible so people would see the signage coming down the highway. Where their store is so far into the outlet, you're not really going to see it unless you know that it's in there. We would, of course, feel that the approval of this additional sign would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as there's many other signs that are presently on each of those towers currently.
How do they decide who gets to put their signs up there? Whoever's willing to pay for them?
I guess, yeah.
That's interesting because quite a few of them have requested to do these things, and then all of a sudden it dies.
Mm-hmm.
So, whoever's got the money.
I get telephone calls asking if we can do that. So that's good to the board.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
There ain't no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve 10379. I don't think it alters central character of the neighborhood. We've granted several variances on those towers, and that particular tower only has one sign on it at present.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,379. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.